Hello and welcome to the Cold Citrus Show on Radio Free Marseille with me, Sean Bark, an hour of indie, alternative, folk, lo-fi and things I found down the back of the sofa. Shall we start with some therapy?
Radio Free Marseille.
The boys in the club love the fashion parade, and the girls in the club love the fashion parade, and the people at the top love the fashion parade. People at the top lead the fashion parade, but I am telling you now that it's a bland age. Telling you now that it's a bland age, and the people at the top love the bland age. Yeah, the people at the top lead the bland age, when nothing means a lot and then nothing's all we've got in the bland age. While I'm feeling out of place in the fashion parade, and you'll never see my face in the fashion parade, there's a revival every minute in the fashion parade, 'cause there's a lot of money in it in the fashion parade. But I am telling you now that it's a bland age. Telling you now that it's a bland age, and we gotta get out of the bland age. Yes, we gotta get out of this bland age, when nothing means a lot and now nothing's all we've got in the bland age.
Hey everyone, I just got back from the record store and I got a load of post-punk records.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I've been thinking about it for a while. Here's what we're gonna do.
Whoa.
Listen to them,
yeah.
And then rip them off.
Yeah.
And I reckon we'll make a ton of money.
A ton of money.
A ton of money.
A ton of money.
Yeah.
Woo.
A ton of money.
Lots of money, lots and lots of money, lots of money, lots and lots of money. made it at last. Ambitions realised and they went from strength to strength.
We've done it, guys.
Fans and critics joined in their appreciation of their highly original sound. And cookery columns followed. But one morning they woke up and they weren't popular anymore. The arrival on the scene of 500 new bands sounding exactly the same had destroyed their credibility. The press lost interest, the label dropped them, and the manager disappeared with the money.
Lots of money, gone and lots of money. Lots of money, gone and lots of money. I lost the money, I've gone and lost the money. I've gone and lost the money. So what I do now? Move on to my parents, sign on again, maybe spend all my doll money on Britpop records. Make a whole new genre out of Britpop records. Yeah. When nothing means a lot and now nothing's all they've got.
Misty's Big Adventure with Fashion Parade, single from 2006, featuring Noddy Holder, no less, and sending up the likes of bands like Franz Ferdinand and the Kaiser Chiefs, who were seen by Misty's as being kind of just rolling off the production line. The band used in the video to send them up was a band called the Teats, and apparently also when Franz Ferdinand's manager heard or was shown the video, he got so annoyed that he stormed out of the room. And we started the show with Therapy with a question mark at the end, Scrimmager from the album Trouble Gum from 1994. And apparently Andy Cairns admitted that the question mark was a chance design fault when he was using Letraset letters and used the question mark to fill in a blank space on the right. Next up we've got Drydyk.
Thank you.
from New York City and from their album Lysergic Emanations, which was now just over 40 years old, believe it or not. You've just heard the Fuzz Tones with She's Wicked. And before that, a new track from an album released on the 20th of February by Dryadic, a folk collective from Brighton led by songwriter Zora. From the album Permission to Speak, you heard Can't Keep Up. This is Eddie Current Suppression Ring.
Marseille, une station différente.
I was waiting for my mama. I was waiting at the bar. I was waiting at the chapel. I was waiting for my pa. I am waiting at the window. I am waiting at the door. I am waiting on the ceiling. I am waiting on the floor. I am waiting at the turnpike. Waiting for my life to change. Now as long as I am waiting, just one day will be too late. I am waiting for redemption for the deeds that I had done. I am waiting at the turnpike, but redemption never comes. I was waiting at the station. I kept waiting to get paid. Waiting for some inspiration. Just one day it'll be too late. I am waiting for a secret. I am waiting for a beer. I am waiting for a moment. I am waiting for a year. I am waiting to get sick of all the things that I don't need. I am waiting to get rid of, to get rid of all my deeds. I am waiting at the turnpike, waiting for my life to change. Now as long as I am waiting, just one day it'll be too late. I am waiting for redemption for the deeds that I have done. I am waiting at the turnpike, but redemption never comes. Auf der Straße und ich wart wohl auf den Bus und ich wart noch etwas länger, bis ich endlich sterben muss. I am waiting for my mama. I am waiting for my pa. I am waiting at the chapel. I am waiting at the bar.
You know how they say it's been a pleasure? It hasn't.
Too many bullets.
first up there from Melbourne and released on Cool Def Records, you heard Eddie Current, Suppression Ring with Shapes and Forms, title track from a 2025 EP release. And following that, you heard the Dad Horse Experience from Germany, the Dad Horse Experience being the alter ego of a German one-man band, Horst Dieter Hotten, and he's developed a genre called Keller Gospel, and taking blending Appalachian music, country gospel, punk rock and polka, and playing his banjo. And the track you heard was Waiting at the Turnpike from the album Dead Dog on a Highway, released in 2011. And I was fortunate enough to see them, or see him perform rather, at the Fez Pub in Margate, which is a very inspired booking by the landlord there. And finally, you heard This Is The Kit, of course, with Bulletproof, taken from the album Moonshine Freeze. This is a new release, a single released in January rather, from Flea. It's Traffic Lights featuring Tom York.
Thank you. for me.
Featuring the legendary vocals of Nina Simone, of course, and easing the band into the limelight back in 1997, that was Huff and Herb with Feeling Good. And before that, with a single released on the 14th of January on Nonesuch Records, you heard Flea with Traffic Lights, featuring the vocals of Tom York. And that's from an album, or second album, I believe, they've released, or he's released, Honora, H-O-N-O-R-A. Now some punk from France. I think this is really good. A new release from Lunde Brûlé, a band from Tarbes. This is Derrière l'écran.
Ils ont pris la plage.
ils ont bien profité et puis l'ont bétonné. Et ils voudraient nous voir rester des images et espèrent même nous voir les remercier. Sous les pavés, ils ont pris la plage. Ils ont bien profité et puis l'ont bétonné. Et ils voudraient nous voir rester des images et espèrent même nous voir les remercier.
Radio Free Marseille.
From Pasadena, and with the title track from her 2020 release Punisher, you've just heard Phoebe Bridgers, and you can find out more about her on her potty-mouthed website, phoebefuckingbridgers.com. And before that, you heard Lundi Brûlé from Tarbes in southwest France with Derrière l'écran, and that's from their EP, Lundi Brûlé, released on the 17th of January. Next up, we have Joy Division, No Love Lost.
Thank you. I'm sitting here, been hella wanting, waiting for the tick to run. We've been moving around in different situations, knowing that the time would come, just to see you torn apart, witness to your empty heart. I need it, I need it, I need it. Screen. The eyes of those standing outside looked in at her, as into the cage of some rare creature in a zoo. In the hand of one of the assistants, she saw the same instrument as they had that morning, inserted deep into her body. She shuddered instinctively. No life at all in the house of dolls. No, 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 mouse. No, 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 mouse. That the truth will pass. No life underground, wasting, never changing, wishing that this day won't last. To never see you show your age, to watch you till the beauty fades. I need it, I need it, I need it.
That was Squid, The Cleaner, taken from their Town Centre EP. And before that, some very early Joy Division, No Love Lost, taken from their first release, An Ideal for Living. And next up, we have the second of two tracks on this week's show, featuring guest appearances or vocalists. We heard Noddy Holder with Misty's Big Adventure. This one features Magnus Pike and probably doesn't need an introduction. Bringing us very nearly to the end of this edition of Cold Citrus on Radio Free Marseille. That was Thomas Dolby, of course, with She Blinded Me With Science, featuring the late, great Magnus Pike, and from his album The Golden Age of Wireless. And just leaves me to say, I'll give out the email address should you wish to get in touch. It's Sean, S-H-A-U-N, at coldcitrus.net. And on the website there, coldcitrus.net, you can also listen again if you just look for the Radio Free Marseille pages, and they go up, the shows go up there after the final repeat on Tuesday. So I'm going to leave you with one more track, which is Pulp, or from Pulp I should say, from their album More, released last year. It's Grown Ups, and I'm very tempted to segue this with The Clash and London Calling, and you'll probably hear why. Haven't got time to do that, but it just leaves me to say thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
was 1985. It was the night they let me out of the hole. It was the night I caught the bus on my own, and the city slithered past the windows at the film that was just beginning. I was so excited, I nearly missed my stop. It was 9:45, I was hopelessly lost. I arrived pretty late, but you didn't seem to mind. We are not the first, but we are golden tonight. Like two little children under the covers, adrift in the night with the universe above us. And I'll be the dad and you'll be the mum, and we'll make out we know what it is that we've done. But whatever it is, I know that it's only just beginning. Yeah. Trying so, so hard to act just like a grown-up. Everybody wants to grow up. Finally part of the new generation. Finally part of the pub conversation. And somehow this leads to mature life decisions, like the one that I heard of from Jeremy Sissons, who said he moved near the motorway because it was good for commuting. And I laughed in his face because I thought he was joking. But then I looked in his eyes and I saw was not joking, no, he was trying. Trying so, so hard to act just like a grown up. And it's so, so hard, and we're hoping that we don't get shown up. Cause everybody's got to grow up. Forget about Tina, get in a bad mood and buy a computer, and soon it will be time for some more food.
Out of the jungle to play doctors and nurses and aunties and uncles.